Brothers and sisters, the baptism of the Lord, like our own baptism, marks an end and a beginning. For the Lord is the end of his preparation, as Jesus was born for a particular task. His self-imposed incarnation was for a purpose, to reveal God's love to the world, to all of creation. And he has set about today upon that very task. All that we've been hearing and talking about since the Nativity of the Lord has pointed to this very point, to this baptism of Jesus. In Scripture, during those days, immediately following the proclamation of the angel that the Prince of Priests had come, we have heard how Joseph listened to the messengers, how he fled to Egypt with Mary and Jesus. We've heard how Herod's plot to stop God's plan was foiled through the cries of the first martyrs, the holy innocents. And notice the many early years of Jesus are not told to us. They're not made known. A mystery into themselves. All that is not captured. And here we find ourselves, Jesus coming to the baptismal bath. Now a man of 30 years old, prepared to take up the mantle of the Messiah. He submits himself to this symbolic bath, establishing the sacrament of baptism for us, emerges crowned with the Holy Spirit. Now, joined with the Paraclete, he leaves us, beginning the end of his preparation, and the work of the Lord is now at hand. For us, too, the gift of new life, brothers and sisters, in baptism was both a beginning and an end and a beginning for each and every one of us. We were given by God as a gift of life to our parents. Blessed to exist in this world outside of time for all eternity, we have been established. And for many of us who were baptized as infants, our parents step forward as proxies, professing to raise us in the faith, the rest of the faith of the community that we all share. And we were brought to the fountain of baptism as children, and we came out changed in our very essence, in our very being. It's hard to imagine our very essence. We don't see it. We can't tangibly understand it. We don't know what our state was of beingness before our baptism, but it is forever changed in our essence. Like a piece of steel that is tempered in fire, there's no apparent difference in untempered and tempered steel. Only upon testing do we recognize that there is a strength there in the tempered steel that was not there before it was tried, before it was entered into the fire of purification. When we receive baptism, the very heart that beats within us is strengthened in a different way, in a new way, by virtue of the Holy Spirit. This is the effect of the Holy Spirit who comes down upon Jesus, who empowers him to go out into his public ministry. The same of supernatural effect is upon us in the way our very heart and soul beats. Notice, though, that something else happens in the very plunging, which is to be baptized, plunging into the waters. There's a drowning. There's a drowning. Sin is washed away. Sin is drowned. Like the impurities of metal that are removed through the forging process, the soul is washed clean. Sin no longer exists, particularly original sin. The very blemish upon our souls that must be removed is washed clean. That sin of disobedience to the Father of Adam and Eve is washed clean and washed away. Without baptism, it is a stain that remains. In this way, we understand ourselves, our old selves, to die in the process of being plunged into baptism, drowned in the very love of God the Father for his children. For those of us baptized as infants, we do not remember this event. It's not an experience we recall. It is a reality we've come to learn, come to know. For those uniquely who were baptized later in life, there is an experience you have, and likely you've kind of understood the spiritual effects of being baptized as an adult. Old or young, whenever we received this sacrament, we were set on a new course. This is the effect of baptism. Like Jesus, that mission to proclaim the gospel was placed before us and to be followers in his example. And so today we're reminded of our own call to holiness. In Jesus' life, baptism marked a new beginning. And we now embark on our continued journey. How have we been doing? Have we set about God's plan? Have we done all that God has called us to do? What's the state of our mission? We are called as holy people, set apart as holy people, to take the message of the angels at Christ's birth to the masses. We are called as adopted sons and daughters to bring the message of love and peace to all we meet. As baptized children, we're called to bring the light of Christ to other people. Do they see the light of Christ in each and every one of us? This is the mission of Jesus Christ, and this too is our mission.